On that, let me share how I've seen the past year. It's been hard with issues one after another. It's challenged us on the way we view and do things. It forced us to change the way we live and think. It even took us out of our comfort zone and sometimes made us feel unsafe with no idea of what was right or wrong. But the year that some can call a huge and hard waste of time, it also caused us to adapt to circumstance, learn from mistakes, and even for some, learn to be alone to then realize that they were never alone. We learned, eventually, a lot of us, we all had to lean more on God, and it left us with no choice at times but to have only hope and faith in Him and what He has planned. For me, I like to ask during a sucky circumstance or situation, how can we say we wish it never happened when eventually we learn to step back and trust on nothing else but the faithfulness on God and to rely on His strength only? We as a community were never alone this year, and I know a lot of us know that. But I remember sitting at home during the between term one and two school holidays and refolding all my clothes in my cupboard because lockdown. But I was listening to a Harvest Church online service, and at this time, they were talking about how many people their live streams had reached. At this time, it was 100,000 people who chose to give their life to God and called up and had someone pray with them. And for many churches this year, online services was something they were forced to achieve, like for us, even. And from Harvest, we can see how much a online service can actually make a big impact. 100,000 people at the time found their way to hearing about the love and the hope of God. And what do you think caused that? So over intense COVID struggle, people were forced, pushed, and pressed into a sense of helpless and emptiness, but eventually found an opportunity to find God. And that right there is an example of a gold nugget. So we know today that we're talking about the New Year's. I have mentioned gold and finding it, and at first I didn't know why I chose the topic of gold, of relating it to the good things of this year. I just saw the title in my mind, thank you to the Lord, and I saw it as a sense of, or an example of worth that everyone can agree upon. But through further research, I found that gold is one unique material. It's mentioned many times in the Bible and is usually related to the sense of worth and power. But the reality is that gold is quite useless to people physically. It's meaning, like, if someone is in the wild, they can't just have a gold nugget in their hand, eat it, and then, like, just grow from it or be, like, upgraded or something like that. It's just physically useless for someone. But to change the perspective of gold itself, it's a process to acquire the company of gold. It's a challenge and a process. Gold is something that is refined and shaped by heat and fire. And after the process of making the final product of a jewelry or even coins, it is seen for its own, is seen as a metal of its own unique coloring of a beautiful dark and shiny yellow. Unlike the common silver you would find in steel and iron. Gold is also one of the metals that is more resilient to corrosion, meaning that it will last longer. So, after looking at gold and having perspective of hard situations, I'm going to bring the focus back to the year 2020 while we stand in the year 2021. As I said before, we have all struggled throughout the year. But I stand here today and confidently say that the struggle and pain was not a waste. Everything that we have gone through together, together and individually, also not in the year 2020, but in the past, present, and future years, we all have an opportunity to find worth and gratefulness in every area of hardship, little pieces of gold. We may feel as we were in a year of fire, especially at the beginning. But let me remind you that we were never alone in the heat throughout this whole year. We had someone else with us. When we were weak, we leant on someone else's strength. When we were lost, we were guided by someone else's direction. When we had no idea what to do, we carried on with someone else's reassurance. To tell you that someone that followed us throughout the year never forsaken us, that man was God. He made us strong, he made us powerful. And for me, coming out of the fiery year, I'm able to see and pray that you'll be able to see as well that we had a year to be reminded to trust in God. Even when we felt like we were a long way away from him, he was there and we are now stronger and brighter than what we were before. Gold is found through looking for the positive in every situation. With the realizations of the positiveness in, you know, every hard circumstance, I encourage you to hold value in your heart, and with that value and worth, offer it up to God in an act of thankfulness and gratitude. Don't let go of the hard times you've been through, because if you're still here today, you're alive and you are surviving, and that is thanks to God himself. Don't go through and hold on to the hard times daily, but make an effort to learn something new and valuable from it. So if I can leave you guys with one point today, it would be to look for the gold in the dark times. Don't rush to dismiss, but go back to not relive and be weighted down by the struggle, but to find gold. Those little or big things that will hold value and help you in the long run. Because once you're able to have a hold of those little things, remember the process and go into the next chapter, or in this year, the new year, and look forward to seeing where God will strengthen, protect, and bless you. Because once you do this, it is easier for you to find and trust God in places where you have been and where you have never been before. So to restate the verse that I said at the beginning, Joshua 1:9, I encourage you to take this into the new year, knowing ahead that we can't just say it's going to be a perfect and straight journey into the year 2021. There's, you know, a chance, there is a guarantee that we're all going to have troubles of hardship. But this verse says, it's God saying to his people, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So I'll just quickly finish up in prayer. Lord God, I thank you for everything you have done for us in the year 2020. I thank you for your guidance and the strength that you have freely given to us. And I thank you for everyone that has been able to find you. Pray for this new year, and I pray that you would protect our minds and help us to stay strong and positive in everything we do and go through. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thanks, Paul. Well done. Thank you, Paul. Well done. Look for the gold. Boy, that's a great thought. I'm going to write that in my diary. Look for the gold. And every time when I'm ready to spit chips about something, I'll say, look for the gold. Find it. Amen. Paul's niece, Rosie, at 2 years of age, is going through a very serious health challenge. She's a two-year-old, should never be exposed to chemotherapy, but she's had to do that. She's a bright little spark, and I just encourage you, will you keep praying for her? You know, just when you see Paul, ask him, how's his niece going? And then just say, I'm going to pray for her. It's not fair that two-year-olds have to go through that, is it? Well, the next young lady is Claire Booker. Come on, Claire, come here. Let me introduce you. Claire came to our church 3 years ago?
Yeah.
3 years ago. And has been a great asset in the church. She's put her heart into the kingdom of God. She's been involved in our youth department. And this year, are you? You are? Or am I going to tell them?
You can tell them. I'm not going to tell them.
You're not going to tell them. I'll tell them. All right. This year, Claire is going to become a trainee with us. She's going to be working part-time for the organisation that she's with. She'll be doing some studies, practical studies with Bible College, and also working with us in the church. And we're looking forward to that, because we see Claire is a great young woman who can serve God, and she wants to do that. And so that's going to be part of her 2021. So Claire, step up and preach the word to us this morning.
Thank you, Pastor Rob. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. Who has made some New Year's resolutions already? Oh, only a couple of people. Who's already broke a couple of resolutions or things that they thought they were going to not do? Yep. Let me just adjust myself so I don't reveal more than Jesus this morning. I just want to say thank you to Pastor Rob and Denise for giving me the opportunity to share what's on my heart. I guess this morning I want to speak about having a new year and meaning we have new armor. And last year, it was mid to late 2020, and I felt God really speak to me about the book of Ephesians and I guess the importance of this book in the Bible. And it kept coming up in my devotions and in sermons and just in, I guess, words that God was giving me. And then I had a beautiful lady in our church during a conversation actually talk to me about Bible studies based on the book of Ephesians. And then she came and dropped it to my house. And I thought, you cannot get more confirmation than that from God, that he wants you to do something in this area. So this morning, I believe that God wants us to start the year off strong and not weak, positioned in him and not cowering, and full of confidence in him, not doubting. And in that, dressed in the full armor of God. So this morning I'm going to pray. God, we just become aware of your presence and your goodness right now. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity for me to share the word that you have put on my heart. God, I pray for your anointing to flow through the room. I pray, God, that you touch hearts and minds and speak through me. And Lord, I pray for a defining moment where I end and you begin, because it is about you. Thank you, Lord. All right, new year, new armor. Let's look at Ephesians 4, 22 to 24 to get started. So in the first half of Ephesians, Paul's actually writing to the Ephesians about a holy community and who we are in God. And in the second half of the book, he's talking about how we can apply it, what we can do to actually journey through this life as a holy community, prepared for what God has ahead of us. So the scripture says on the next slide, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So this morning, I'm going to share, I guess, how we can apply that scripture to our lives and then dress in the full armor of God for this year. Point number one is in the scripture, put off your old self. So in order for us to actually accept the new year and put on the new armor of God, we actually have to take off the old. And, you know, this might sound weird, but for me, how I do that is I have a meeting with myself and God. And that might sound strange, but, you know, that's where I say, God, check my heart. You know, show me any old thoughts or any old habits or any old behavior that is part of the old and not the new. You know, have a meeting with God and yourself. You know, we can become aware of the old and how it might still be trying to linger and hold on. And I guess words have power. We know this. Our thoughts and what we speak over our life, it's scientifically proven that words have power. The way we think and what we speak over our life does influence us. You know, I know for me, I have struggled with the old trying to creep up, and that might be an example of, oh, I don't have control over my actions or feelings, or this habit is so hard to break. And I think, well, hang on, that scripture says that I'm created to be like God in righteousness and holiness. You know, when I'm standing in front of the freezer after dinner and I'm looking at the cookies and cream ice cream in my freezer, it takes a lot to channel that righteousness from God and then access the fruit of the Spirit, which has self-control, to be able to say no, no to that cookies and cream ice cream. But we must put off the old before we can put on the new. And that's the first point. See, for me, Pastor Rob mentioned that it's been 3 years since I came to this church. And in June 2017, I felt God drawing me in and drawing me here. And as I stepped out and obeyed God and came here, I could see even my thoughts and my desires and old habits and attitudes were actually starting to fall off me and fade. The more time I spent in God's presence and in the Word and in church and under Pastor Rob and Denise, I could see my attitude was changing. My perspective on who I was through who God is. So the second point, so we've taken off the old, right? We become aware of old habits, old thoughts, 2020. And then we put on the new armor, which is the second point of my message. See, when you wake up in the morning and you get dressed for the day, you don't put new clothes over your old pajamas, right? You take off your old pajamas and you get dressed for the day. And I do feel that us as Christians, we have a uniform to wear that sets us apart from others. And that is the full armor of God. It separates us from the rest. It gets us ready for the day. And in Ephesians 6:11, it says, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the enemy's schemes. And I guess I just want to highlight, not to invoke fear or create a negative atmosphere, but acknowledge that there is a battle that we are in. You know, Pastor Rob was mentioning that before. There is a battle, and it's a greater risk to disregard the battle than what it is to actually be aware of it and stand strong in the children of God that we are. Because it says in Ephesians, our war is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, authorities, and power of the dark world and spiritual forces. And I know that the enemy doesn't want me to fulfill the calling that God has on my life. I've seen the resistance. But hey, again, I say this not to bring fear, but to bring some awareness and to encourage for the year that we can dress in the full armor of God. In order to do that, we put the belt of truth on first. In Ephesians 6, it talks about this. We first dress in the belt of truth. And that covers our core, because our core is so important as our body. If you have a weak core, you've got no foundation. Whereas you have a strong core and you're built on the truth of God, that's where it starts. And then we can put on the breastplate of righteousness, and that actually connects to the belt in the old Roman armor that they used to put on. And that would clip on, because when you know your truth in who you are in God, that's when you can put on your righteousness. Once you have that revelation, we can put on the breastplate of righteousness. And our feet are then fitted with readiness of the gospel of peace, so that we may walk this journey this year in peace and trusting in him. We then have the shield of faith to extinguish the flaming arrows of the enemy. There's the enemy again that Paul refers to. And our faith is in his goodness and his miracle working power. And I love this part where it says we can take the helmet of salvation and put it on, because our salvation is ours to take. It's ours to receive, and it covers our head. I believe it covers our head because our mind is so powerful and we need that protection. And then finally, we've got the sword of the Spirit, the sword of God, which is the word of God. And after those five things, Paul actually says, finally, pray on every occasion. Every occasion. And that's the sixth key important part. And point number three is this year, a new war cry. And the definition of war cry is a cry used by a body of fighters in a war or battle. So once we actually study the word, we become more aware of who we are in God. You know, in applying this scripture and this message for me, what I've done, I encourage you to do this if this works for you, is write down some declarations for the year. Write down some scripture that you can speak over your life, over your family, over your friends, over the year. You know, we know words have power. So when we combine taking off the old, putting on the armor, ready with our war cry of scripture and revelation, we will be ready for 2021. We will. And church, this morning I want to ask you what your war cry will be for the year. What will you declare over your life? What will you speak into this year? How will you position yourself? And this morning I'm just going to end in prayer, but you know, our war cry as a church might sound something like this. You know, the scripture says that the old is gone and the new is here, because we are new creations in you. God, you were first seated in heavenly places, and then we were seated in heavenly places. And because of this, we can access your blessing and your promises through this connection that we have with you. Because of your righteousness, we are now made righteous and we can walk in holiness. You never leave us nor forsake us. So in the darkest places and hours, we are never alone. We trust in you, because you who promised is faithful, and there are still works to be done for your name. We as a church, we are loved. We are children of God. We inherit the kingdom of God. We're adopted sons and daughters. which means we can inherit truth, grace, goodness, faithfulness, love, power, and authority, healing, joy, hope, and peace. We have a plan and a purpose. God has a plan and a purpose to bring us a future. And we will not be defeated this year. 2021, we will not be defeated. That should be our war cry. That even though there is a battle and we dress in the armor of you, God, we are positioned, we take on this next year. We rejoice knowing that the victory is yours and the battle belongs to you. Amen, God. I don't know about you, but I am so ready to take on this next year, to be strong and positioned in God, to put on my uniform and be ready for what the year holds. And I'm excited for that. Let me just close in prayer. God, we thank you so much for this fresh start and this opportunity to get to know you more on a deeper level. And thank you, God, that we have your grace and your love, and we can dress in the armor of you every day, that we are not defeated, that we can stand against the flaming arrows of the enemy. We fix our eyes on you and not on the battle, completely on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Right. Thank you, Claire. That was a great thought. And I like the idea of we've got to press forward. May I just encourage you in this morning? Last year is over. God, for his reasons, gave us seasons. In other words, the movement of time, so that we could make adjustments in our lives. And often we bring the things of the past into the present, and we should have left them behind. It's called carrying baggage. Don't bring the baggage of 20 or years before that into 21. Determine to leave it behind. If there's things that you have to adjust, apologize for, set right, anything like that, that's fine. But don't carry baggage. If you made mistakes, I know you won't believe it, but I made a mistake last year, I think. I can't remember what it was, but never mind. Hey, come on, we all make mistakes. What are you going to do with it? You're going to take it with you forward. See, trouble is, as you go along, you accumulate baggage. And then you stagger from one year to the next. Sometimes you've got to leave the baggage behind and go forward. Lighten the load. Because God wants you to move faster and further. And you can't do it dragging the baggage behind you. So here we are facing 2021, and I'm going to pray for you before we conclude this morning, but why don't we stand and worship first? We've got to give God, out of our hearts, the best we feel for him. That releases his presence upon our lives. He's always with us because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We know that, but there's a sense in which his presence arises in us when we acknowledge that and allow it to touch us.